ever felt like a spare wheel? Have you ever felt that you're at a function just to make up the numbers? Maybe it's a family Christmas and you're at your daughter's house and you're sitting in the nice easy chair and all sorts of activities going around you, but it's hard work to keep up and you feel like you're just there to make up the numbers. It might have happened at a family wedding. It might happen at a 21st for a great-grandson. The older we get, the more that we can feel that we're like a spare wheel. Sometimes we can be left pretty much to ourselves during the year until a special occasion, and then we're trotted out. And mostly our families are well-meaning. Mostly our families are loving and genuinely care, but still, we feel a little on the useless side. Maybe you've felt a little bit like that. I hope not, but maybe you have. Now, you may feel this way about you, yourselves, but God never feels like this when it comes to you. You are never a spare wheel when it comes to God. You are never there just to make up the numbers. You are never trotted out for family occasions when it comes to God. Not ever. And you know, at the end of the day, it's what God thinks that matters. Not what other people think, or not even what we think. He loves us and he cares for us. And that's why God's word is so important, because God's word tells us about how much he loves us. Yes, there are warnings to be on our best behavior, but there is also much about God telling us how much he loves us. And so this morning, we're going to look at what God thinks about us from Psalm 92. That will be our focus this morning. I read it before, but let me focus on verses 12 and to 15, which is what we'll be looking at. Listen to these words. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. And they will stay green and fresh, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright, he is my rock." That's a really encouraging couple of verses, isn't it? We'll unpack those verses and see how they apply to us. The first one is, the righteous will flourish. And you may think, hold up, I'm not righteous. That must be some other person who is righteous. Well, let's just pause for a bit. What does righteous mean? It's one of those church words like sanctify and justify and righteous. What does righteous mean? Well, righteous means being right with God. That's all it means. If you are right with God, that makes you righteous. Now, none of us can be righteous or right with God in our own strength. If we could have, Jesus would never have had to die on the cross. But because Jesus did die on the cross, when we believe on him, straight away we become righteous, whether we feel like it or not. And this is why this promise applies to us. These verses apply to us. We might not feel righteous, but because Christ was God's only Son, because Christ was truly innocent, he had no guilt, and because he died on the cross, he paid our ransom, set us free, cancelled our debt, so that we could be right with God. So when the psalm says the righteous will flourish, that means you and I. But you might think, flourish like a palm tree, flourish like a cedar planted, flourish in the courts of God. That's all very well when I was young, but I'm a little bit over my flourishing. I'm a little bit over my growing. You might think then that doesn't apply to you. But listen to this next verse in 14. They will still bear fruit in old age, they will stay fresh and green. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Those people that believe in Jesus, they're now right with God, and it says here in the Bible that we can bear fruit in our old age. Isn't that wonderful? We can stay fresh and green. That's a promise I like to cling to. I don't feel fresh and green, but I'm going to claim that promise. Now, how do we in our older age bear fruit? Well, in two ways. And first of all, we're going to look at Psalm number 1. We're just going to shoot from Psalm 92 to Psalm 1 and look at these verses here. Now, when I use the phrase, or when the Bible uses the phrases law of the Lord in the psalm, it means the whole Bible. Okay? So look at this. This is Psalm 1. Blessed is the person whose delight is in the law of the Lord, whose delight is in the Bible, and on the Bible they meditate day and night. They are like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. So what the Bible says is, as we read the Bible, as we read God's word, as we ponder it, over, as we slow down, then God refreshes us and we become green shoots again and we bear fruit. Now, some of you may have trouble reading your Bible. Where's my Bible? Sometimes, you know, it gets a bit heavy, doesn't it? And it can hurt your arms. And the print seems to get smaller each year, doesn't it? But what you can do is, if you've got an iPad or a tablet or a phone, you can download a Bible for free on your tablet, and then you can pinch up and you can make the text really big, big like on the TV. So if you're struggling with your eyesight, then maybe one of the things you can do is get a Bible on your iPad or your computer or your phone, and then you can make it the text really big. The other thing is that you can get speaking Bibles. You've heard of speaking books, can't you, where the books speak to you? Well, online, again, there are free Bibles, and you can just click a button, and it will speak to you. And I use that. I use both of those, actually. I use the Bible on my phone a lot, and I also have a speaking Bible. So anyway, even if we're elderly and our sight is not the best, we can still spend time in God's Word. And the Bible promises us that we will bear fruit. Whether we're 9 or 90, we can bear fruit. Now, what does the fruit look like? Well, we'll shoot to the New Testament, to Galatians chapter 5. This is the fruit that God can produce in us no matter what our age is. Verse 22 of Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is, does anyone know what the first fruit of the Spirit is?
Love.
And the next one, how are you going? Love,
joy.
Joy, and next one?
Peace.
Peace. I'm impressed. Now there are 9. Does anyone know any of the others? Love, joy, peace.
Long-suffering.
Patience. Exactly right. You've got 4 in a row. I'm impressed. You're doing better than my church. I don't think my church could get 4 in a row. That's not true. I'm sure they could. But 4. Anyway, the other ones, even I have to look for the other ones. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, these are the fruit that God wants us to bear in our old age. So even if you're a person that's in their 90s, you can love better, can't you? You can be kind. You can be thoughtful. You can be patient, even when it's really hard. And you used to do things so quickly, and now it takes you forever to get dressed. But the fruit of the Spirit is being patient. You see, even if we do feel like we're a spare wheel and we're left on the edge, God has a plan. And that plan is for you to grow in love and joy and peace and patience. And I'm sure the staff will really appreciate it when you grow in these fruit. And not just the staff, your family and your friends. Isn't that a wonderful thing to cling to? God is not finished with me. He wants to make me a kinder person. You might be kind now, but he can make you kinder. He wants to make you a patient person now. You could be patient, but he wants to make you more patient, more loving. Isn't that something to really be encouraged about? Now, I want to finish with a story about an elderly gentleman who found out that he could still bear fruit in a most unusual way. So I'll finish with this story. Now, there was a young man called Bill. Now, Bill was a university student, and he had long unkept hair. His wardrobe consists of jeans and T-shirts with holes on, and he wasn't too fussed about wearing shoes too much. Anyway, Bill was at university. He came across some Christians there, and went to a Bible study, and he gave his life to the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And he thought, I wonder what I'll do next. Now, across the road from this university was a really old church, a really distinguished church, not run down, an old church. And everybody in that church was very well dressed. They were, you know, they were the respectable people in the community. Well, Bill didn't care, and so he decides, I'm going to go to that church. He gets there halfway through the service. Bill's a bit late, but it doesn't bother him, so he decides to walk up the aisle, and he's looking for a seat. But there are so many people there that he struggles to find a spare seat. In fact, he gets almost to the front when he realises there's no room. So Bill doesn't care. He just sits down in the aisle, crosses his legs, and looks up to the preacher. Now, the preacher doesn't know which way to look, and same with the congregation. They've never seen such an unkept, unruly-looking person come to their church service. So their eyes are focusing on him. And then at the back, one of the elders gets up. Now, this elder's in a three-piece suit. He has a bit of a walking stick, and he starts making his way up the aisle, and the church, the congregation, is hushed. They think, oh, what's he going to do? What's going to happen? And the preacher is just going to get ready to preach, but he decides to wait. And the elderly man finally reaches Bill, and he just lays his walking stick, his cane, against the pew, and slowly, with creaky joints, he sits next to Bill. He puts his hand on his shoulder, and then they both look up to hear what the preacher's going to say. And the preacher said this. He said, what I'm about to preach, you will probably forget. What you have just seen, you will remember forever. You see that elder in his three-piece suit? He wasn't finished. God wasn't finished with him. He could bear the fruit of kindness and love. And he expressed that to Bill. Great story, isn't it?
Sure.
And that's the sort of thing that we can do. Let me finish again with that verse. The verse in Psalm 92. We will still bear fruit in our old age. Do you believe that? I do. You can bear fruit in your old age. So can I. We will stay fresh and green. But here's the promise. While we proclaim the Lord is good and he is my rock. While we proclaim that the Lord is good and he is my rock and my refuge, he will help us bear fruit. What a wonderful God we serve. What an awesome God we worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes we feel like a spare wheel. We feel that we're left on the outside, even when our families mean well. However, we want to thank you that with you we are never left out. We want to thank you that we are never the spare wheel. We are never there to make up numbers. Thank you that you're not finished with us. Thank you that you can produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And we pray that you will keep doing that, Lord, until our last breath and we get to see you in glory. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.